This is Dr. Jimmy Nichols, equine nutritionist. On this podcast, we will explore unique cases, debunk popular myths, and break down advanced research data. Join me for a little fun, a lot of science, and some real-world advice for feeding horses. Thanks for joining us for episode 41, where we are going to talk about muscle stamina and some of the nutritional technologies that you could actually start to supplement with and implement into your program to help get that extra, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5% out of your horses. So before we dive in, I want to encourage you all to please share these podcasts on social media using the hashtag #FeedRoomChemist. That just helps our team kind of track what episodes are resonating most with you guys. And it also just helps get the word out about this podcast. So, you know, I hope that you've noticed, you know, we don't have advertisements that pop into these podcasts. We really are trying to just create good educational content for all of our listeners. So we rely on you then to help spread the word on this podcast and help keep it going. So let's get into this. Let's talk about stamina for a minute. So stamina is the ability to sustain an activity for long periods of time. Okay. So it can be thought about it's like the opposite of fatigue. All right. So if you're not fatigued, you have good stamina. So in human terms, having good stamina can mean a lot of different things. So for instance, think about a professional basketball player. Okay. A professional basketball player, when they say they want stamina, they're saying that they want to be able to get through an entire game without having a decrease in their performance. On the other hand, let's say you're talking to an 85-year-old grandfather. You know, his idea of stamina might just mean having enough energy to be able to play with his grandkids, okay? So let's, you know, relating this back to our horses, think about a racehorse and think about an eventer, okay? So those two horses have very different demands from their disciplines, but at the end of the day, they're both trying to extract every last ounce of energy from their muscles in order to stop the clock the fastest or clear that last jump or have the best moves on that last day. You know, no matter what discipline you're in, they're all demanding, okay? And they're demanding until the very end. And so as riders and as horse owners, our goal is to help those horses be able to be good until that very last drop, right? So when you look past those two horses from the outside, so you've got that racehorse and then you've got that eventer, look past the kind of tack that they're wearing, okay? Look past the rider that's on their back and really start to look inside that horse rather than at that horse, okay? When you do that, they're the same. So at the end of the day, a horse is made up of a gazillion cells. And if we think deeper, if we think more about that cellular level, there are some things that we can do to help that horse produce certain metabolites that will offer better energy or better stamina. Okay. So if we can offer better energy, the muscles will have that stamina that we want them to have. And if the muscles have more stamina, then that horse is going to perform better. All right. He's going to have more muscular endurance. He'll be able to run longer. He'll be able to jump higher. He'll be able to stop harder. Whatever discipline you're in, you're going to see a benefit from a horse that doesn't tire quite as quickly. So let's talk about some nutritional technologies that can be used to improve that muscle stamina in our horses. I think it's important to understand that, you know, first and foremost, horses have to have a balanced nutritional diet, okay? They've got to have the right amounts and the right ratios of important minerals. You know, they have to have correct levels of macronutrients, but basic nutrition is not what I'm here to talk about today, okay? So today we're going to go beyond that basic nutrition and we're really going to tap into the horse at that cellular level. So I see a lot of people or I hear a lot of people talk about their horses and, you know, their horses are on a really good nutritional program, but they just aren't quite reaching their maximum potential. I mean, they are so close. You know, these owners know that their horse has just a little bit more to give, but for whatever reason, they can't seem to squeeze that last little bit out of them. Okay. Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways to squeeze an extra 2%, 3%, 5% out of a horse. And most people take a multifaceted approach. Okay. So it's not one single thing. You want a cumulative effect. So a lot of people are using a lot of different tools to support their horse. You know, they might be using massage therapy. They might be using chiropractic or acupuncture care. They might have a podiatrist or a farrier that maybe is making mechanical adjustments to hoof angles. Their veterinarian is going to have a toolbox of options. You know, they might lean on joint injections, IRAP therapy, PRP, you know, I mean, all kinds of different drug options. Okay. And then there's supplemental nutrition, or what I sometimes refer to as nutritional components that are biologically active. Okay. So the term biologically active basically just means that we are adding, we're using unique technologies that are being added to the diet that when ingested and absorbed have positive effects within the body. And these are things that go beyond meeting the basic NRC established dietary needs. Okay. So this is nutrition that goes beyond what the NRC says that we need. Okay. So let's talk just a little bit more about that. You know, we want to apply what we know from number one, science-based evidence, and then number two, clinical results. I mean, just because a study says something works, when you go apply it in the real world, if you don't get those results, then what's the point of using it? So I think it's important to make sure that, you know, you've got both ends of the spectrum, you know, what science says should happen, and then just making sure that when you put it in the real world, that really does also happen. Okay, so we want to use those things, you know, the science-based evidence and the clinical results to make sure that, you know, we're helping improve the efficiency of that horse, again, all the way down to the cellular level. So in the case of muscle stamina, we are going to be specifically interested in improving metabolic function of those cells within the muscle. Okay, so one very unique technology to do that is a non-essential amino acid called glutamine. When I say it's not a non-essential amino acid, basically that just means that it's been classified as an amino acid that's not required to be formulated into the diet. The horse doesn't have to necessarily eat it, okay? However, research is showing over and over again that when the body is under stress, all of a sudden that glutamine does become essential, okay? So these researchers have found that glutamine is essential when the horse is or the body is under specific stress situations, okay? So things like illness, trauma, and just exhaustion or overworked athletes is the other area. So the reason for that switch from non-essential to essential is that when the body is in that stressed state, it cannot produce adequate amounts of glutamine, so dietary support is necessary. Okay. So glutamine is a really, it's a very versatile amino acid, and it is very abundant in skeletal muscle. Okay. In fact, it makes up the majority of the free amino acid content that's in the muscles. Okay. So it's there in the biggest proportion. Now the body's glutamine availability and metabolism are going to be directly related to skeletal muscle tissue. All right. So glutamine is basically stored in the muscle and then it's released by the muscle. Okay. So glutamine is responsible for, a whole multitude of processes within the body. Like I couldn't even list them all here, but a few examples would be, glutamine is really important for, DNA, creation and repair. It's also really important for helping regulate that acid-base balance within the body. And then it's also used within muscle metabolism to detoxify ammonia concentrations. Okay, so bottom line, by adding supplemental glutamine, we can basically enhance the metabolite production, meaning the muscle cells can withstand more exertion during exercise, which then ultimately means for you, and your horse, that could be the difference between win or lose, okay? So I like glutamine because, you know, like I said earlier, it's one of the most versatile amino acids within the body. And so it also plays a really big role in the immune system. In fact, researchers have discovered that when the body is not producing enough glutamine, the immune system actually becomes impaired, okay? So it's well understood. If you've been in the equine industry very long, if you've been showing or performing, I mean, it's pretty well understood that showing and performance really can take its toll on a horse. It's stressful, and it can take its toll on that stress, then can take its toll on the immune system. So when the immune system is not functioning at full capacity, your horse's performance ability is going to be the first thing to suffer. Okay. So the body, when the body's under stress, it starts to select and choose where to put resources. And when it has the choice, it's going to choose to put its resources toward vital organs and metabolic processes way before it's going to put any energy or effort towards supporting muscle stamina or endurance or these performance factors, you know, that we would really like to have. So another way to kind of think about it is, you know, for every 1% less efficient that the horse's immune system is, that's your horse basically has 1% less stamina available when it comes, you know, for game day. And maybe even more. I mean, it could be, you know, for every 1% less the immune system is, that could actually be 3% less stamina available for your horse on game day. I don't have any idea what that real correlation is, but I can tell you that when the immune system is suppressed, when the horse is stressed, they are not going to be able to perform at their maximum capacity. So, you know, one thing I think that's important to note is, you know, by the time you as a horse owner notice any kind of visual symptoms of a suppressed immune system, your horse is already at an extreme disadvantage. Okay. So it is absolutely paramount to provide that preventative support up front, even when that horse appears like they are completely well from the outside. I mean, there's just so much that goes on at that cellular level inside of the horse that we can't see. So it's way better to be proactive about that, supporting the immune system. And so certain amino acids such as glutamine can be really beneficial with that. Another amino acid that is really, really beneficial for these horses when you're trying to improve muscle stamina and endurance would be leucine. Okay, so leucine is incredibly powerful for muscle growth and recovery. Okay, so it's a branched chain amino acid. So basically during exercise and performance, muscles are broken down and then they repair and rebuild into stronger versions of themselves. Okay. So that's why if you go hit the gym and you lift weights really hard, you're going to see that your muscles get bigger, right? Well, skeletal muscle regeneration is, it's definitely an essential process. Okay. So that's what helps your horse or you as a person. It helps you maintain muscle mass and it helps, you know, you maintain that proper muscle function throughout life. Okay. So sometimes I like to compare, you know, senior horses with senior citizens. All right. So, you know, as people age and as they get older, you know, that if you don't use your muscle, if you don't stay active, you know, you lose what you have. And so senior horses are very similar. A lot of times we retire our senior horses and we don't continue to ride them. They just kind of sit in the stall or out in the pasture and they don't really do much. And then all of a sudden we start to see, you know, loss of top line, loss of muscle over the hip, you know, just this whole muscle loss thing. And people go, you know, what's going on? There must be something wrong. Well, one of those things is that horse just is not using their muscles. So, you know, exercise, daily exercise, routine exercise, working out, all of that is important, not only for us, but also for our horses. And, you know, on that same note, researchers have actually discovered that if you supplement with leucine, it has a direct benefit on the structure and the function of regenerating muscle. Okay. So leucine is an important amino acid to lean on if your horse has, you know, is aging or maybe has any kind of sport injury or muscle damage. Okay. So anything that you need are trying to repair that muscle with, it's going to be very important. But then also for a horse that isn't necessarily a senior or doesn't have true damage, if you use that just on normal muscle, you know, that's going to give you that extra, you know, 1-3%. That your horse needs from a muscle strength and muscle stamina standpoint. Okay. So that can be another little tool to have in your toolbox and to think about when you're trying to supplement your horses for that, you know, just to get that little extra oomph out of your performance. Another functional amino acid is beta alanine. Okay, so beta alanine has been shown to be very helpful when the body is in high intensity anaerobic exercise. Okay, so think longer duration exercise times. So researchers found that when exercise lasts for more than 60 seconds, if you supplement with beta alanine, you are getting majorly beneficial results. Okay, so the reason for that is so when exercise progresses, the body produces, or the muscles start to accumulate hydrogen ions. Okay, so those are basically produced when the lactic acid disassociates into lactate. Okay, so those hydrogen ions are basically they start to overcome that buffering capacity of the cells within the muscle, and the pH of the muscle then starts to fall. Okay, so the pH of the muscle actually continues to drop for about the first 4 minutes of exercise before it hits its lowest point. Okay, and then when it hits its lowest point, that's also when you have the highest concentration of hydrogen in those muscles. So that's referred to as muscle acidosis, and that is what causes muscle fatigue. Okay, so one really powerful buffer that is present in the muscle is carnosine. Okay, it provides that first line of defense against changes in that muscle pH. All right, so beta alanine comes into play because beta alanine is a precursor to carnosine synthesis. So basically, in order for those muscles to make carnosine, they have to have beta alanine. And the more beta alanine there is available, then the more carnosine there will be. And the more carnosine there is, the more buffering capacity there is within that muscle, which then holds that muscle pH at, you know, more tolerable levels for a longer period of time. So bottom line, that means that your horse is going to be able to perform at maximum capacity for a longer period of time before that fatigue sets in. In fact, so I was actually reading a human study, and they found that when they supplemented with beta alanine, that protocol resulted in almost 3% improvement in performance. So again, that 3% can mean that difference between win or lose, right? So, you know, just when we are competing at the levels that we compete at, when hundreds or thousands of seconds matter, I mean, 3% can make a really big difference. So the last nutritional aid that I want to talk about is called carnitine. So carnitine is also an amino acid, and it plays a really big role in the production of energy for your body's cells. Okay, so back to this whole, again, I hope you're catching this underlying theme that, you know, what we're talking about here is really at the cellular level of the horse. Okay, so basically, carnitine is going to move fatty acids into that cellular mitochondria. Okay, so for those of you that haven't been in science class lately, mitochondria basically act like the engines within the cells, and they basically burn fat to create energy for the body. Okay, so that's how they work. So carnitine is, it's also really helpful for improving muscle mass within the body. Okay, and it's also really good at helping speed recovery time after exercise, and it helps lower the extent of muscle damage. Okay, so L-carnitine is commonly used in like human sports drinks or human supplements, and one of the reasons that that form of it is used is because it has a really rapid absorption rate. So I was actually looking at some equine research, and there was a medical update that was published in the 2013 AAEP proceedings. So AAEP stands for American Association of Equine Practitioners. That's basically the annual meeting where all of our equine vets, you know, attend and get briefed on the latest research, and everybody mingles, and, you know, it's a fun 4 days or however long it lasts. But anyway, so in 2013, the proceedings actually had a paper where researchers talked about using L-carnitine in conjunction with an antioxidant, and they were able to actually help reduce muscle damage and prevent the onset of tying up syndrome in thoroughbred horses. So that just really kind of got my mind turning that, you know, all of these horses that are dealing with episodes of tying up, whether it's coming from RER or PSSM1 or PSSM2 or, you know, whatever the situation, you know, people, there are a lot of people out there who have made the appropriate changes to those horses from a dietary standpoint. They've made the appropriate management decisions for those horses, but they still are getting, you know, episodes. Those horses are still having tie-up episodes every once in a while. And so, you know, implementing some of these amino acids that I have talked about today into the diet can actually could provide some benefit to those horses. So all of this is really great information. And I'm sure that some of you out there are wondering how you can apply this new knowledge. Okay, I can just visualize you guys making notes and planning to research, you know, what product contains all of these things so that you can fine tune and just like really push for that extra 5 or 10%, you know, out of your horse. So I'll make it easy for those of you who want a shortcut in life. I personally really like a product that is called Moving Up. Okay. So it was actually formulated by Dr. Bill Vandergrift. It's available through Stride Animal Health. That product contains all of the amino acids that I talked about today. It also contains unique ingredients that help those amino acids be more effective. Okay. So I think that's really important to note. Just, you know, if you were to go through and find a supplement that has carnitine, beta-alanine, leucine, glutamine, you know, the things that I talked about, if it just has those four things, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be effective, okay? Because those certain amino acids, they have certain precursors, they have, there are antioxidants that are needed. There are just all kinds of different components that go into making or helping those amino acids function through that metabolic process at that level. So Moving Up was formulated to have all of the necessary components built in correct levels, correct ratios, and correct amounts to one another to make sure that those amino acids can be as biologically active and functional as possible. And okay, if you happen to be listening to this podcast sometime between November 26th and November 30th of 2020, you can actually take advantage of a really good sale on Moving Up. Just go to strideanimalhealth.com and I believe Moving Up is on sale for 20% off. So definitely check that out. So on that note, Moving Up is completely show safe. Okay, so you can use it in racing, you can use it in FEI events, you can use it in any equestrian activity. You know, we're really big, Stride Animal Health is really big on making sure that all of the products are, you know, show safe. So Moving Up is certainly safe to use. The way that you start it is you want to start by feeding 40 grams per day. Okay, so I think that's 2 scoops per day. There's a little scoop that comes with it. And you adjust that amount as needed after the 10 to 14 days. Okay, so make sure that you feed it for approximately 2 weeks while you're exercising. Okay, that's going to give you that full benefit. All right, so that 2 week time period, think of it kind of as like your loading dose, or, you know, kind of basically it's really important because the body needs that time period in order to activate specific enzymes within the muscle cells. And those are what's responsible for then being able to create and generate those energy metabolites, which are going to then give you, to give your horse that better muscle stamina. Okay. And then keep in mind that the level of muscle strength and stamina that's gained by using the product Moving Up is dose dependent. Okay, so the amount of Moving Up that you feed to your horse may need to be adjusted up or down depending on your horse's response and just desire, depending on your level, you know, your desired level of performance with that horse. So you've got some flexibility in that. You know, I have personally seen some really, really, really good results from people using Moving Up in the racehorse industry, in high level jumping competition, in high level dressage competition, barrel racers, and then you know, just basically any horse that is dealing with more severe episodes of tying up. Okay. And so, you know, like I said before, those people who have truly made the correct dietary changes, they've made the right exercise schedule changes. You know, they've done all of these things and they really have fine-tuned that horse's program down, you know, to everything they can possibly control. It wasn't until they actually then added moving up into that program where we started to see some real benefit. So if you have a horse and you're dealing with that kind of situation, it's certainly something that you might try. So before I wrap this up, again, if you feel like others could benefit from listening to this episode, please share it through your favorite social media channel and use the hashtag #FeedRoomChemist. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Feed Room Chemist. If you like what you hear, be sure to share with your friends, post to social media, or give us a review. And as Winston Churchill used to say, no hour of life is wasted that is spent in the saddle. So go saddle up.